Elizabeth, Apprenticeship, by David Starkey. Read by Robert Powell. Introduction. Apprenticeship. In 1567, Elizabeth I told a delegation of parliamentarians, "I thank God that I am endowed with such qualities that if I were turned out of the realm in my petticoat, I were able to live in any place in Christendom." Her hearers were startled by her language, which, typically, was both unroyal and unparliamentary, but they knew that what she said was true. She was then 34 years old. For 9 of those years she had been queen, but before that, from her birth in 1533 to her accession in 1558, she had experienced every vicissitude of fortune and every extreme of condition. She had been princess and inheritrix of England, and bastard and disinherited, the nominated successor to the throne and an accused traitor on the verge of execution, showered with lands and houses, and a prisoner in the Tower. She had known what it was like to be reduced to her shift when her father had forgotten about his 3-year-old daughter in the excitement of his marriage to a new wife. She had also experienced a violent loss of her clothes when her stepfather, with her stepmother's connivance, had slashed off her dress with a knife. She had even contemplated exile and opened negotiations with the French ambassador. In and among all this, she had been taught, with gentleness and great skill, the most advanced curriculum of the day. But it was her lessons in the school of life that mattered more. Only 2 other English or British monarchs have had similarly dangerous and adventurous youths. Elizabeth's grandfather, Henry VII, who was a hunted exile for most of his 28 years before winning the crown in hand-to-hand conflict with his rival on the battlefield,